Protests spread in England as locals in Norfolk rally against military-age male migrant hotel. By Kurt Zindelka on July 22, 2025. Protests against military-age male migrants being put up in hotels in Britain appear to be spreading, as locals in Norfolk took to the streets to decry a planned site in their small town. Chants of "stop the boats and send them home" were heard as Britons gathered outside the Park Hotel in the Norfolk town of Diss on Monday evening, the Eastern Daily Press reported. Anger erupted in the town in the wake of a decision by the Home Office, the government agency tasked with controlling immigration, to use the hotel to house single, male migrants exclusively. Previously, the hotel had been used to house families of asylum seekers, including women and children. However, despite concerns raised by local authorities, the government pushed forward with the move. As has been the case in other recent protests against migrant hotels, a contingent of leftist counter-protesters also took to the streets of Diss on Monday, including the far-left Stand Up to Racism group. However, police deployed to the protest reportedly kept the two groups separate to prevent any potential conflict. The protest came in the wake of several days of demonstrations in Epping at a similar migrant hotel after an illegal alien from Ethiopia was accused of sexually assaulting a local 14-year-old girl mere days after arriving in the country and being placed in the taxpayer-funded accommodation. While the left-wing government has been very critical of the protests in Epping, which have at times descended into violence, Reform UK leader Nigel Farage warned that ignoring the public anger over the importation into their communities of many hundreds of undocumented young males, many of whom come from cultures in which women and young girls are not even treated as second-class citizens. "I do understand the genuine upset and anger. And I'll bet you that most of the people outside that hotel at Epping weren't far right or far left or anything like that. They were just genuinely concerned families," he said. Concern over military-age illegal migrants being placed in their midst was perhaps justified by a report over the weekend from the Mail on Sunday, which found that migrants at just 70 of the hundreds of hotels being used for such purposes had been accused of over 700 crimes, including rape and sexual assault, over the past 3 years. While the Labour government of Sir Keir Starmer has vowed to end the Tory-era scheme eventually, hotels are likely to continue being used until 2029. Chancellor Rachel Reeves admitted last month. Currently, the use of migrant hotels alone is costing the government over £2 billion per year, with over 32,000 migrants being housed in hotels on the taxpayers' dime. Even after the planned ending of the scheme, the government has reportedly begun working on plans to rent space from private landlords across the country, likely meaning that migrants will be spread into even more communities. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X. Follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka @Breitbart.com.